As a manager, sometimes you need to have tough conversations where you help a staff change their behavior and actions. In these situations, you need to remember to be person-centered with your staff. Person-centered practices is not only for supporting people with disabilities, mental health concerns, or the aging population. Sylvia didn't understand that she was doing anything wrong. By referring to person-centered tools, creating collaboration, and open discussion with staff, and keeping in mind ways to help staff constantly learn and implement person-centered strategies, these tough conversations can become building blocks towards better outcomes for your company.